Blog Talk Radio.
Bombing Korea, or at least North Korea, that seems like a real reality at this point. We're getting really close to Armageddon or World War III or something of that nature. So, yeah, let's bomb Korea or North Korea. And you know what? We got a really fun show. This is our very first Friday night episode of Nothing to Lose. You got anything to lose? I don't. I don't think any of you other people out there listening or participating has anything to lose, really, at this point, except if we get nuked by Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il's little man. So anyhow, I'm going to bring on my my co-host here, Mr. Michael D. Gosinski, and see what the hell he thinks about Kim Jong-un and this whole Korean fiasco. Are you there, buddy? Are you there, Mr. Gosinski?
Hola, Senor Fuji.
What the hell is your take on this whole Kim Jong-un thing, man? North
Jesus.
Korea, I mean, come on. Lord.
Oh, I'm terrified. I mean,
it is terrifying. There's no doubt about it, dude.
I don't know. You know, you read all these reports and
right.
You know, I mean, I don't know what to believe.
You don't know what to believe.
They originally told us he wasn't that far along, you know, where he would have nuclear capabilities and anytime, you know, in the near future. And
right.
Now they're backpedaling on that, saying they're way further along than, you know, what they thought. So who knows? I just know I wouldn't want to be in South Korea right now.
Oh, yeah. South Korea or in the whole, like, Asian, like, you know, area, I think, Japan, Guam, even Hawaii. I'm glad I live here in Ohio, right in the middle, of nowhere.
They had meetings with some of the ambassadors, the embassies, and they were told that they might want to evacuate the embassies and stuff. I mean, what the Jesus, he's gearing up for war that, you know.
That's pretty serious. I mean, I mean, technically, I guess North Korea and South Korea are at war at this point. because, you know,
yeah, the pact, the treaty has been nullified, I think.
Exactly, you're right, yeah. Nullified, and yeah, it's creepy as hell. And you know, here's the creepy thing, man, is I live right next to a major Air Force base right here in Ohio, and yesterday it was like the creepiest thing ever. I heard tons of planes going overhead. First, I thought nothing of it, you know, because, you know, you live next to an Air Force base, you hear jets and shit like that all the time. But then there was this point yesterday where I heard this just long, like, drawn-out, rumbling, low, thunderous rumbling. And it was like, and I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And then I go out and look up, there's, like, these contrails all across the sky. And I took a quick pic, you know, a quick pic of it and posted it on Facebook, man. That's creepy. I mean, that's like, you know, given what's going on in North, you know, with North Korea and all that, it's like, and hearing all that activity from the Air Force base right next door to me, it's kind of scary, you know? It really is.
Growing up in Florida, I remember in school, in elementary school, you know, we had to do those drills, the drops, you know, and they tell us, in case Cuba, and I'm thinking, Cuba?
Cuba. Yeah.
Seriously.
No, that is, no, there's nothing, I mean, that's, it's funny, but at the same time, it's like, what's going on right now with North Korea, this is probably the closest we have been to World War III since the Cuban Missile Crisis. I shit you not. Yeah. I really think so. I mean, this is getting, it's getting scary. You know, honestly, I think it's getting really, really scary.
Well, you know, I'm not a big supporter of war, you know.
Nor am I either. No. You know,
but the primary job of a government, the U.S. government, is to protect the people of the United States of America.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
So you have to take threats like that seriously.
Yeah,
you know,
these threats have been pretty serious. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, wasn't there even, like, some recent reports that they have, like, moved some, like, mobile missiles, whatever, to the East Coast or whatever, strategically hid them or placed them? I mean, seriously, it's scary. And, you know, they're threatening Guam, you know, and Japan, and, you know, troops. And we have 28,000 troops right there in South Korea. And then we have, we have, like, military bases there in Japan and everything. It's just... Yeah.
Now, if I recall correctly, last, you know, when the other guy was in charge in North Korea.
The other guy, Kim Jong-il.
Yeah. Kim Bung, whatever, you know. But if I recall correctly, more than half the people were, like, starving to death. So what kind of army do they have? I mean, what are they going to, you know... All these rib cages sticking out and showing up. They get to share boots, one boot per soldier. I mean, I can't imagine.
Right. Yeah, I get that impression, too. It's a lot of saber rattling, you know.
Your phrase, yeah.
Saber rattling, absolutely, yeah. They claim to have, like, an army of, like, 1.1 million or some shit like that, you know. And I remember, I remember Saddam Hussein and, Iraq claiming the same thing. And I'm not trying to be some sort of elitist USA USA asshole, but, we know how that all panned out. But I'm feeling all, like, patriotic and everything now. You know, I think we should take off our hats or our wigs and do the Pledge of Allegiance. What do you think, man? Real quick here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you up for that? All right, let's do it. Pledge of Allegiance. And then we'll bring on our special guest host tonight, Mr. Steve Goldberg from Cleveland, Ohio, and let him talk about this really cool Broken Pulpit show that's coming up here in just a couple weeks. All right, so yeah, since we're talking about the military and North Korea and all this stuff, here's our Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Stand up, everybody.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Damn, I swear to God, I get teary-eyed every time I hear that. I think our other co-host, Dr. Quinn, are you there?
I am here, gentlemen.
Oh,
I'm here.
God. I was getting worried about you. I thought maybe the North Koreans had abducted you and somehow were torturing you, you know, with the, yeah, okay, well, good to hear from you.
Thank you. I was the municipal code for a friend. Sorry.
That's okay.
I thought maybe you had a life. You actually did something on Friday night, something like Fuji and I.
Yeah.
Life. Well, what is life?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, in this whole Friday night time slot is kind of an experiment for all of us because we're used to being, you know, in that shitty Monday night slot. But, you know, I think this is going to be a great spot for us, and it seems like we have a little more flexibility here. But you know what? Let's bring on our special guest here tonight, Steve Goldberg, so he can talk all about this big event coming up here in Cleveland, Ohio, on April 20th and 21st. It's called it's Broken Pulpit. It's a 2-day event, and it's a really cool thing, and I'm really excited about it. Cause you know what? Guess what? I'm going to be there. It's going to be fun. They got bands, they got poets, and there's a crawl and everything. Let's bring Steve on and let him tell us a little more about this. All right. So, Mr. Steve Goldberg,
oh,
are you there?
Geez, man. I got news for you guys. I mean, you're interrupting my Friday night drink until I throw up routine here.
Right.
I'm sitting here, and I got news for you, listening to the Pledge of Allegiance like that. I mean, my crotch just stood up and saluted, or maybe it was my waitress wearing the shirt that said, "Whiskey makes me frisky." I can't tell the difference at this point. I don't know. You know, I'm just a guy that, like, writes some poetry and tries to get poets together and not have them slash each other's throats. You know, that's all I do.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's really impossible.
Well, it's, you know, I figured here in Cleveland, you know, if it happens, it won't make the news because it's like everything else.
Right. Yeah. Throat slashing in Cleveland is pretty much the norm.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Man.
No one cares about another poem with a slashed throat, you know. Tell you the truth, you know, that most of them survive because we got really dull knives, and it actually might help them with their readings. You know, they get that nice guttural sort of meaningful kind of
guttural.
And maybe they'll meet their dreams of actually making a living off of writing poetry.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mentioned making a living because, you know, I've gotten nothing but rich off of being a publisher and
you really ought to let Rich out of the basement there because, you know, the neighbors are starting to wonder what that noise is.
Yeah, they probably wonder what the smell is from my perfect binding machine that smells like some sort of, you know, goddamn crack thing. But anyhow, so
yeah,
glad to have you on.
Scratch and sniff is what you ought to do.
Glad to have you on, Steve, man, and it's really exciting, and this is a big event, man. This is a really big event, and I think it's really exciting, and, Saturday night, I mean, the first night, Saturday night, huge lineup of readers and bands, man, and that's not even counting the crawl, like, you know, the big crawl on Sunday, which is, you know, Ohio's equivalent of the Beast Crawl, which was some sort of big thing in the, you know, on the West Coast over there in Oakland and San Francisco or whatever, you know.
I mean, Cleveland has always been a very heavy poetry town.
They'll
scream and rant about, you know, D.A. Levy, you know, who was such a successful poet, he had to blow his brains out.
Right.
You know, Langston Hughes, yeah, he was born here and then just had to get the fuck out and do his best work in Harlem. You know, Hart Crane, he just couldn't have enough lifesavers and jumped off of a boat. You know, it's just we've had a really, really great history for poets in the area. But seriously, I mean, out of this area, we've had, Mary Oliver. She grew up in this area, not too far away, Sherwin Anderson. I mean, it's a literary town in spite of the fact that, you know, everybody just thinks of us as being a post-industrial, heyday loss.
Right.
And, it's all Rust Belt and all that bullshit. And, you know, we that have lived here and those that have adopted here, I'm not a native Clevelander. We see the beauty that's behind it, what was in the past, and the unbelievable potential in the front. And you can't just sit there and just say, yeah, it could be. Those that have that creative spirit with words, you know, they make some really great poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I always felt that our local poets they love the underdog kind of sensibility. And so they don't send out submittals and don't get published and they're famous in their neighborhood and nobody else knows what's going on. So, you know, this, for any event that I've organized out here a year and a half ago, I did the 11-11-11 kind
yeah.
of metric, what do they call it, metrical singularity.
Yeah.
God damn, I don't know. I made up a whole
yeah,
lot of words on it.
I recall the 11-11 event because I was there.
It was fun. It was fabulous.
It was
fabulous, and I got a lot of out-of-town poets to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of our in-town poets, participate. We had music. The venue is fantastic. The Center for Rock Research, because, you know, rock and roll was born here, so
right.
we claim, and yep. we'll argue, and, you know, just don't make us have to take a jump shot from 3 points to make sure, but we'll still argue anyway. It's just a really neat town, and it's why it's my adopted town of 20 years. It's
mm-hmm.
just, there's a lot going on here, and I want to share that. So,
what's that one tourism video I saw? Cleveland, at least we're not Detroit.
yes, and again, we get funny people out of this town too, including what's his name, starts with a P. I don't remember. I'm drunk too, by the way.
Starts with a P.
It's the only way. It's almost the only way I can talk to you, Brian.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd scare you if you saw me sober. Drew Carey, you know, come out of here, and he's such a proud of his Cleveland background, and, you know, I think it kind of helped with some of our resurgence. Never mind that, you know, the Avengers had to come here and destroy our city, and apparently the new Captain America movie is going to be shot here as well, probably to continue to destroy our city. But, you know, it's all for a good American cause. And there goes my crotch standing erect and saluting again. You know, it's Captain America.
Man, you're easy, Steve. You're easy. It doesn't take much
so
to
easy,
erect
and
there.
I'm so. You know, it's been a long time, and that's why I do poetry, you know, because it's not about the art, it's about the chicks.
Absolutely, right.
But more about the event. I've organized some stuff a little bit. This is the biggest thing ever. And in fact, it was coming home on the plane from the Oakland Beast Crawl,
yeah. That was pretty amazing.
It was an amazing experience. I met so many new poets, some poets that I only knew, you know, Facebookies.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic time. And of course, you know, those folks that did come to town for the 11-11 show, like, Steve, when are you going to do another one? Steve, when are you going to do another one? Mm-hmm. So I sat there and just, you know, on my handy duty little notebook, and just said, well, who would I like to read? Who would I like people to hear each other read? I mean, you know, the locals here and those that I've just met, and just kind of figuring out what's going on. And off the top of my head, and honestly, I'm not really that popular a guy. off the top of my head, I had 65 freaking poets that I wanted to read. How the hell do you do that?
Right. It's almost impossible. I agree. I mean, I know. I believe me, Steve. I've organized several poetry readings myself, and had to juggle and had to deal with the you know, the craziness. And when I saw you taking on this, you know, not only was it, you know, just this Saturday night event, but you know, the whole crawl. And I was like, oh my God, wow, this is amazing. And I was like, oh my God, I hope he knows what he's doing here, because this is.
I have no idea what I'm doing whatsoever, and I made it up as I was going along the entire time.
Uh-huh.
And you know, honestly, in a entrepreneurial spirit, you know, I'm just not afraid to fail. I had to try it, and with that huge lift there in front of me, and having been at some of these marathon poetry festivals where it's just
right.
One poet after another after, and just drones on. There's just so much that you can take at one shot.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, one after
yeah.
the other. I mean, it's crazy. It goes nuts.
Right.
I mean, that's when I start getting out my dull knife and just want to start cutting throats.
Oh, that's
and,
when I just, like, start nodding off and just like, God damn it, I need another drink.
Yeah, and the sad thing is, true, but the sad thing is that if it's not well put together, you know, that means you're going to be missing some great stuff,
right?
You know, and I'm someone with a you know who rejected any and all artistic endeavors in 10th grade because I had that legendary piece of crap English teacher that gave me no points on my interpretation of a 5-line Emily Dickinson poem. Fuck you, Mrs. Kosky. You know, I feel like I'm behind. You know, I'm probably a lot older than many folks, many of your listeners, all three of them, and
they fans than the Houston Astros.
Yeah, and you know, I feel yet they all have more total time in writing and really developing the art of poetry. So I'm constantly hungry in trying to learn. And if I'm going to go and spend my time at a festival, I want to learn. And if I'm nodding off, you know, I'm missing something. You know, it's like I'm in college again. You know, it's
oh yeah, absolutely.
I showed up to class this time. You know,
right.
And snored loudly. So I wanted to do something a little bit different. And so I figured having a whole weekend,
yeah,
would be the best way to get these names, these people that I said, you know, they really need to meet each other. They need to
mm-hmm.
know that. I mean, there's styles and there's personalities that are complementary or so contrasting that they'd actually learn something from each other. I just really felt that's what my goal was. And so that's when I started pulling it together. My relationship with Frank Perchik who owns the Center for Rock Research.
I've always wondered how to pronounce his last name. It's Perchik?
Yeah, you know,
he's a
fine Croatian guy that, you know, never met a Jew until he met me. It's just, you know, he's been in the music scene here forever.
Yeah.
And I've gone to his place for some of the shows that, you know, his bands have had.
Uh-huh.
And so we knew each other, but I didn't know until a couple of years ago that he also wrote poetry and that his mom wrote poetry.
Wow.
And
really?
So, yeah, I mean, he's from a very artistic family, you know, from Croatia. And I'm impressed by his multi-talents for sure, but also his let's just go and do something kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so when he first approached me for the 11/11 or for a poetry show,
uh-huh,
and introduced me to his poetry, which I thought was quite good, Let's Do One and 11/11 kind of came together, and it was fantastic. He never could believe that a show that involved poetry as well as music mm-hmm, could work so well together.
Right.
And so, again, he approached me this year, let's do another. And I said, sure, whenever, because it's hard work. And this sort of worked out nicely as far for the Broken Pulpit, which is his name. He found the name and said, that's just so great.
He came up with the name for this?
Absolutely. I said, that's amazing. I said, how'd you know? He says, it just came to me, like right after he woke up, Broken Pulpit. I said, this is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And since I told him that I was thinking about doing, you know, a show and a crawl, he just thought that, you know, splitting things up, that just kind of got his mind going. He's a very creative man.
Absolutely.
Proud to call him one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just a terrific collaboration with him. So we're gonna have for that Saturday night here 4/11, 4/20.
A great list of readers, I think, for 4/20. Whatever that might imply for some of you MJ heads out there.
Yes. And the other fun thing is also happens to be Frank's birthday.
Oh, really? He was born on 4/20?
Yeah, and so appropriately, might I add.
It's also Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Is it really? I had
no
clue.
Yeah, that's why I always tease the potheads, you know. They're 4/20, and call them a Nazi and tell them to fuck off.
So we have a the lineup is such that it's pretty 50-50.
Uh-huh.
I think there's only a couple people that might have also read at the 11/11 event. I mean, I wanted to give it was difficult to make decisions for 11/11. I certainly caught a lot of crap for people, you didn't call me, you didn't invite me, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's only so many slots. And so I tried to limit, you know, duplication this time to give other people a chance, especially when the reputation and the buzz went along. It's like, wow, what a great thing. Oh, you should have read there. It's like, that's the last thing these people need to hear. here's their chance. Here's their chance. And split pretty much 50-50 between out-of-towners and locals. We have, locals, some of the big names that I like is hasn't read before is Ray McNeese, who was part of the Cleveland Slam Championship team back in 90, blah, 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 whatever the hell that was when Slam Poetry
what's a Slam Championship? Well, what's that mean? I mean, I'm not familiar with that.
They won the national championship.
Well, what
back in
what do you
the
mean?
Early
slam?
Mid-90s.
Mean like
slam.
Your
like
mama,
the big
your mama
slam.
Is like, you know, so fat, she looks like, you know, a tampon. With
the three-minute
competitive
poetry thing that's kind of taken over much of our urban styling, You know, I mean, good slam poetry is good poetry. The sadness is that there's a lot of emphasis, in my opinion, on the performance, and the poetry tends to be a lot of devices and a lot of hot button topics.
Well, this is before that happened. In Northern Ohio, there. I mean, honestly, I mean, slam poetry, like it's non-existent. Where in down here in southwestern Ohio.
It's pretty strong here, certainly
really?
Strong in Chicago where it was born. There's quite a bit, and I certainly have a couple of, like, shall we say, modern slammers that I think are actually good poets that are going to participate. Eris, let me think of the full name because she's got the stage name here. Eris Zion, she got married. So I'm messed up. Eris Zion.
Yeah. Goddamn changing the last name and, you know,
Eris,
all that shit.
Eris Zion Venia. Eris Zion Venia. See, I should have been doing this at home where I got notes in front of me instead of, like, working off of my whiskey buzz here.
No, working off your whiskey buzz is
whiskey is
beautiful.
Always good.
Let's see. I can't think of any other slammers, at least for Saturday night. But anyway, Ray McNeese was part of the old school good poetry. He's a fantastic entertainer and whatnot. And I felt bad not having him the last time. This will be a good shot. Who else locally? Katie Daly, who is kind of more of a monologist, but fantastic poet. She's been published with Sherman Alexie. She's, again, you know, a non-academic, but street, real down-to-earth kind of poet that reminds me of a Mary Oliver without all the nature. I mean, I don't know what else I could say about that.
I'm not really familiar with the whole slam. I mean, I've heard
and
of,
that's the
I'm
point.
Familiar with
they
slam poetry.
And that's the point. These people don't get out. You know, there's
right.
something that they're fantastic. I mean, is for all the places that I've been to, both reading and watching poetry. You know, these people are like top freaking notch. No one knows about them.
Yeah.
And the only ones that might know about it are the people that would come to Cleveland and, you know, do their readings or be, you know, maybe get matched up with them, you know, at a reading just because, you know, they, you know, Cleveland poets only know, or Cleveland poetry lovers only know Cleveland poets kind of thing.
Right.
So that's kind of the mix I'm trying to do here to get some horizons done. Who else I got for Saturday night? We got Paul Corman Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
We got
Lynn
Alexander. We've got, William Taylor Jr.
Yeah, William Taylor. Yeah, Bill Gaynor also.
So we've got
Sacramento.
Folks, yeah, you know, these folks from California, Pittsburgh. You know, it's just that, people that I've met that I like. And let's face it, it is subjective. It's up to my, you know, my personal preference of the people that I like, and I think they're good performers and good writers.
Well, no, yeah,
and,
you got a great mix. I mean, I've met all these same people you're talking about. I've interacted with them. I've been at readings out in the West Coast with them, and to me, it's beautiful that you have been able to bring them together here to our state. I mean, that I take pride in that. That's Steve. Seriously, Ohio, you know? Yeah, I live in southern Ohio. You live in northern Ohio. But you know what? It's Ohio. And you have created something very unique and very cool. And you've taken it and you've, you know, taken all these different talented people, brought them together for our own version of, you know, a crawl here in Ohio. And I take a lot of pride in that.
We haven't even talked about the crawl yet, man.
Crawls on Sunday,
so
yeah.
Let's talk about the crawl, because honestly, I think that's probably the strongest thing. Anybody that can, you know, get a stage and a microphone and an amplifier can put a show up, you know. But doing a crawl, holy crap, putting a crawl together, I mean, hats off to the Beast people, and I hope they made a lot of money this past weekend for their fundraiser.
Mind you,
I got no freaking funds. It's all out of my goddamn pocket.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
You know,
it's
my love for the whole thing.
Right.
And we'll have 55 poets from across the country and locally going through my home neighborhood of Tremont, which arguably could be the poetry center of Northeast Ohio, or maybe even Ohio anyway. I'm sure that there'll be some arguments in Columbus.
The whole area is, yeah. Between
there's just so much fantastic folks.
Tremont and all that, yeah. It really is. It really is. I wish there was more of a team here in Dayton, but yeah. It's beautiful, I really admire what you have going on, Steve.
And I've got 11... venues all through my neighborhood. My neighborhood is now considered trendy. 20 years ago, this is where you went to go and get your needle full of happiness. It's really changed over. It's a very artsy neighborhood with a lot of visual artists and writers and poets and videographers, and the vibe here is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It being a New Yorker, it reminds me of New York in that it's a walking neighborhood with a real sense of community. And I, my one chapbook, Cleveland Crawl. Yeah, isn't that funny how that works, Cleveland Crawl? I just realized that I actually have a segue into being a book whore here. I wrote poems about this neighborhood, about the different places when I first came there. I was having a rough time in life. And I'm in my third printing. That's the kind of special place that Tremont is to me. And I want to share that with people. And those that have come and read for me when I was running the Literary Cafe poetry series for 4 years, that's come and visited and read at 1111 or any of the other things I've done. I mean, they've got a taste of it. Here, I've got to have 55 poets recognize what kind of place that I live in. And hopefully they'll all meet the other local poets and the local publishers, and the outside publishers will know the talent here. And finally, I can kind of get a little bit of mixing, and people recognize how wonderful this place is, and how literary and where, you know, a place that modern poetry really is born. And I've got a nice mix of academics and slam and hip hop and street and underground, and you know, and I took a great deal of pain in organizing who reads where and who's emceeing, and so that there's an opportunity for people that I think really should meet and hear each other and go. And then we're all going to go to Prosperity Social Club and get freaking shit-faced drunk. And that's it. And I'm leading the way on that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think I lost my wallet there on 11-11-11. Prosperity Social Club. Yeah, I know all about that. It's a nice little hangout, nice little bar, and that'll be definitely be a great after party place to hang and all that. But yeah, man, I'm really excited about this. And you know, maybe tell us a little more about some of the bands you have slated for Saturday. Morticia. I mean, I'm
for Saturday
with
night.
Morticia's Chair, and what is there? There's the other band.
The other one is Primal Rhythm.
Primal Rhythm.
Morticia's Chair. This is like the practice area, and Frank Purpich's band is Morticia's Chair. It's a popular local band, rock and roll style, kind of indie stuff. Their latest CD has been pretty fantastic. And they're always a good time, and they certainly rocked the house after 11-11, which certainly made some fans, particularly Lynn Alexander, who, you know, I think wanted to be a groupie, and they were happy to have her as a groupie, I think, as they both constantly asked me, hey, how are they doing? You know, so
Glenn Alexander is just a groupie of every band, or you know.
Yeah, I knew I should have learned how to play the guitar. So. Oh well, yeah, I did the poetry. I should have learned to play the guitar. I always make these bad choices. The other band I heard actually at the last party, I think it was a CD. It was a recording party actually for Morticia's Chair that was at the Center for Rock Research. And this band, Primal Rhythms, is an all-woman percussion band. So,
all-woman percussion band?
And
wow.
It's really fantastic, yeah. And they're going to play during our intermission.
Uh-huh.
And actually one or a couple of them has offered to just kind of play backup for a few poets if they want it.
Uh-huh.
As sort of like a little musical background while
yeah.
they read. So
wow.
A little improv going on.
Yeah.
I think that the mix is fantastic. I fell in love with them the first time I heard them, bought two
uh-huh.
of their CDs and, you know, and just had, you know, just started a nice kind of conversation with their band leader, Susan Balaschek. And
uh-huh.
I think I said that right. Balaschek.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrible with names, too.
You know, what happened to Smith, Jones, you know, Goldberg? You know, if you're going to be ethnic, at least make it pronounceable. That's the way I look at it.
Right, right.
I think that they're perfect for poets. I think
yeah.
it's all rhythm, some really beautiful stuff. They're very tight. They don't get all crazy new agey about what their drumming stuff is.
Uh-huh.
Their styles change from African to South American, Caribbean. So they're really, really good. So, you know, I'm looking forward to see the magic that might happen between them and those poets that are lucky enough to have them doing a backup. I don't know what's going to happen. When I put a show together,
mm-hmm.
I realize all I'm doing is trying to create conditions for people to do the best they can at what they're good at. And I think that I've made that mix here. So I'm excited. I'm hoping to get surprised here. And so I'm excited. I'm really, really excited.
Well,
about
I'm really excited too, man. Otherwise I would have asked you to talk about it here. It's just coming up in a couple weeks here, man. And
holy shit. Yeah. Tell me
yeah,
about it.
Today was
the first day for me running around and going to places and handing out little promo cards and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I got 2 weeks of, I'm pretty much book salad for, you know, all the different poetry readings that go on here. I mean, basically, this is what Cleveland is. If you want to hear a poetry reading, you can read a poetry reading any day of the week. And
really?
So I'm going to be busy. Yes, that's how robust our community is.
Wow.
And so I'm hoping to bring them all in the same place at the same time.
Right. And, yeah, I think that's what this is all about. And, you know, like I said, Ohio Pride. Once you told me about this, once I caught wind about this whole, Sunday event, you know, the walk, you know, the trying to equate to, you know, the whole beast crawl, you know, or walk, I should crawl, walk, crawl, you know.
You know, it depends how much you drink is basically the way I look at it. You know, the tree, maybe I should call it the Tremont Stagger.
Tremont Stagger. Even better. But no, seriously, I mean, I was impressed. I was sincerely impressed with the, you know, the Oakland crawl and all that, but you know, once I caught wind of you doing this whole crawl here in Cleveland, it's like, wow, here we go, man. You know, let's put the the whole West Coast in their place, and let's show them that we can, you know, do it here in Ohio. And you know, I kind of have a sense of pride here because I know there's a strong community here in Ohio, as far as poets and readers and creative people, and you know, that really excites me. You know, and I'm really, really stoked about this show, you know, the Broken Pulpit, the two-day event and everything, and I think it's really going to be great. And, man, and thank you so much for, you know, getting on here and sharing all this with us. I mean,
hey, no problem. Sorry to use up all your time.
No, didn't use up any of my
time.
The
other guys aren't all pissed off. You know, you guys could kind of interrupt and say, Goldberg, shut up. You know, I mean, come on, guys. Are you there?
Steve, yeah. Steve, is no interrupting. There
no. This
there
been
just
great.
Is none. You
yeah,
just
I'm too much of a New Yorker, man. I'm expecting to get interrupted. Otherwise, I'll go on forever.
No, this has been great. It has been really great, and this is what I wanted. You know, I wanted you to talk about and let everyone know what's coming up here in just 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to be there, and I can't wait to be there and be a part of it, and I'm very proud. You know, Ohio pride. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Seriously. It's really unique. And I know you've put a lot of time and effort into it, and I think that's great. Here's the thing, though.
Our at the bathrooms at the reading.
Yeah, here's the sad point. All this effort and everything else, I'm not reading. There's no room for me. There's too many good poets out there that's going to be participating
exactly.
me to kind of screw it up with my own reading.
Yeah, go and have fun and just let all the other poets read and just have fun and and get fucked up.
Yeah.
So Steve, I know there's some sort of secret handshake that people have to performed against to get into the Rock or Center for Rock Research. Is this correct?
Well, you know, that's the cool kind of thing is that, you know, for us, because you are a personal friend of me through the amazing magic of electronic radio and internet and cell phone and drunken magic that makes fat women look attractive and make me look attractive to them, more importantly. We are waving the magic
handshake.
Those zippers need to be undone. Just kind of show up. It is a free event. Everything here is a free event.
Right.
We are selling some food and some drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, to raise money for the Cleveland Food Bank, which is the house charity. Everything that we do at the Center for Rock Research goes and helps to feed those that have some trouble finding the funds to feed themselves and their children. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not, we're there to have fun, but we also are quite aware of what's going on in the rest of the world or just even down the street in our own neighborhood.
Nice.
So, yeah, so for that, no handshake. However, I may demand some tongue kissing. But that's, I'm sorry, Brian, I forgot. I wasn't supposed to talk about that, with you. That was our little secret.
Well, hey, you know, Steve, the first time I ever met you live in person was, do you remember even way back in
I believe it was at,
2008,
at
Zygote
Casey
in my city
did.
Reading.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
the one that Casey Rarick did. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Where dear Allison was throwing eggs at people at the end. Yes.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was a 2-day event too, and all kinds of bands and all that. And C. Allen Rarick was very instrumental in organizing that.
And Casey has told me he's going to be there. I asked him to come to these events, and his new passion is photography.
Oh, yeah. I'm well
pictures.
Aware of that, yeah.
And he's very excited. He's incredibly talented.
Oh,
and I can't wait to see what images he pops up on. I'm
right.
certainly going to give him plenty. I am keeping my pants on in spite of the fact of getting a new pair of interesting boxer shorts around Christmas.
Yeah.
No one will see that, at least at this show.
So if I run around in a pair of adult diapers, you won't be offended, will you?
It'll be on the internet, but then again, along with all the other pictures of you running around in adult diapers on the internet. So
be,
I don't know if the impact
be
will
crawl.
Be that heavy.
It won't
yeah.
be a crawl for Brian Fugier. It'll be a swim.
Yes.
Oh man, yeah. It's just 2 weeks. 2 weeks away. It's such an exciting event. I've been so hyped up about it, man. I can't wait. Cannot wait to be there and to be a
and
part of it. To see all the people.
The community is excited here, and I'm not just talking the poetry community. Visible Voice Books is put it on their website. Max Bax, one of our other major independent. Bookstores has put it on their website. The Community Development Corporation has put it on their website and is going to put it on the next two newsletters that they're going to put out.
Uh-huh.
People are very, very excited, and the buzz is getting around. I'm getting requests. Hey, do you have a slot? Kind of stuff from people that are really major poets that. Uh-huh. Basically either turn me down initially and then realize how big this is really going to be. And now they want to kind of crawl back. It's just amazing. It's kind of fun. And of course I still say, hey, tough crap, man, you had your shot, you know, come on down and meet these people, you know, and maybe next time, you know. So,
it's an exciting event for sure. So, what would you consider?
Because it isn't about the reading; it's about the poetry and the community.
Right,
so.
Exactly. That's the thing for me too. For me, every event I've ever been a part of, be reader, MC, or whatnot, it's all about enjoying the people's art, and making true connections with people who share the same kind of like ideas and aesthetic. Or whatnot, and that's what excites me, and that's what I like, and that's what I'm passionate about. And I can sense that about this show. And like I said, Ohio Pride, I'm so excited. Ohio, you've taken on, you're brave enough to take on a crawl to try to compete with.
I'm not competing, man. I mean, I got 55 poets. They had 170 poets. Okay, let's face it. They what they did was huge. But they're also
it was
a community. As a community, is much more unified than what we have here.
And
they're used to organizing to do things. Cleveland. Cleveland, we're very, very individual-minded, and so it's kind of hard. It is really herding cats, and it's just part of the makeup of what makes our little, I hate to call it Midwest because, I've been in the Midwest too, and they're a little bit different. Maybe we'll call it a Great Lakes kind of mindset, We have all the fresh water that the northern Africa would ever want, and we're not giving it to them.
Oh,
and we're keeping
there.
It,
really
and we
there,
and
huh?
we exactly
wow.
and I mean it's just pretty amazing kind of mindset. We're incredibly lucky in this region, but with that means that we all kind of think that we can do it all ourselves, and.
Right.
Some of us can, some of us can't. We will see in 2 weeks. And we will report truthfully. If it totally falls flat on the face, I'll say it fall on its face.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Guess what? My scotch is still going to taste just as good. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? We should do, I'd say like, 2 or 3 weeks after this event, we should do another show together like this and just talk about
you
the
organize it, goddammit. I'm not doing it.
No, I'm talking about we should do a blog talk show. show about the event, how it went.
Sure.
Fuck if I could ever, like, organize something that you're trying to take on, dude. I mean, that's just, there's no fucking way.
Brian, you can't even get Zygote up on time.
I know. Yeah, the new Zygote was supposed to be up, like, a week ago. Yeah, I'm still working on that shit.
I thought that was just an April Fool's or something.
Yeah, I'm my whole life is like an April Fool's joke, pretty much. Oh, man. All right, well, gosh, Steve, thank you so much for, you know, getting on here and sharing all this.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I'm very excited, and, you know, maybe we can report live from Cleveland in a couple of weeks, you know, on Talk Radio, or, you know, or even I could broadcast it on Ustream or something, some portion of it.
You know, there's internet. You know, we have internet. You know, the neighborhood.
You guys have internet in Cleveland?
Wow,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, yeah, there we go. That'll be fun, and we should. And,
all right.
This is, I'm really excited about everything that's going on. And, man, thanks so much. You've been so, you know, explicit and just straight to the point.
Straight to the point? I was verbose, for God's sakes. I
no,
need
no,
editing.
No, I mean, you've just been very, you know, very explicit about everything going on and just very informative. And I'm really excited. I can't wait. I mean, it's just coming up. It's coming up. And I've been anticipating this big weekend for months now, ever since I first heard about it. And, you know, so
well,
I'm so glad that you came on here.
Tell both of your listeners that they should come show up too. I mean, we have Amtrak, and, you know, I know some Amish that kind of come up, you know, each weekend, so you can maybe just hop on the back of their buggy. So, you know, just show up.
You expect a large Amish crowd?
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Steve.
Bye.
Take it easy, buddy. Thanks so much for being on. All right.
Sure. Bye now.
Good night. Good night. Sleep tight. No. Don't let the bed bugs bite, or any of the bugs, or any zombies, or vampires.
You know, Brian, you might want to invest in a chain wallet for this event.
Invest on a what?
In a chain wallet. You're one of those
biker wallets.
Chain.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time I was up in Cleveland, I lost my wallet. Yeah. 11-11-11. Yeah. Definitely. It was a very traumatic experience. Be honest. All right. Wow. Man. Thank you very much, very, very much to Mr. Steve Goldberg for
That's awesome that, you know, people go to so much to put something together like that.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Awesome.
It is. And it's pretty huge. It's going to be a big show. It's already, you know, in the works. And, that's exciting. So, all right. Let's take a quick break with a little bit of prison blues. I need some prison blues here while I pee, and we'll come right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you again to Steve Goldberg for being so upfront and explicit and informative with this upcoming show in Cleveland called The Broken Pulpit, a two-day event. Coming up April 20th, 21st. Here we go. Prison blues.
No more, my Lord. No more, my Lord. Lord, I'll never turn back. No. Me and perhaps you may find him there.
We just experienced a little bit of prison blues there while I took a piss break. And thanks again to Steve Goldberg for talking all about the big upcoming event here in Cleveland, Ohio, called the Broken Pulpit, a two-day event. Yeah, so anyhow, wow. Yeah, let's, Mr. Gosinski.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Are you there? All right, you there.
Yes, I am here. I am here.
All right, all righty then.
I am here, Mr. Fouché.
All right. So, is there any chance you would be able to make it to Cleveland in 2 weeks?
You know, a couple of people have already asked and mentioned it. You know, there's a huge event going on, and you know, for the last month or so, people have bombarded me. Hey, you gonna be able to... I don't think it's going to happen. unfortunately, the woman has a conference she has to go to for work, so I don't know. I think that kind of, you know, ties things up.
Yeah, that would kind of put a damper on things. Absolutely, yeah. Dr. Quinn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have
been
decent conversation. I've barely heard
from either one of you guys here tonight, but, you know, that's not always a bad thing. It seems our special guest, was Goldberg, was, you know, very talkative, and that's the way it should be. but now it's time for us to unleash. unleash with our... our bullshitness. We're in the bullshit mode now at this point.
the bullshit mode.
Yeah, we're in our second hour. And you know what? I got to ask, what's been going on with you, Dr. Quinn? Any new, like, news or any what's going on with you? Come on, Dr. Quinn.
No. I'm trying to figure out how to bring this to the fore, but I think it needs to be brought to the fore.
Okay.
So we all know that I have this 28-year-old friend, correct?
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you mean, 28-year-old friend? Okay. This is
okay.
Intriguing.
Like
already.
Mr. Rogers or what? I don't know.
No. Brian knows the story. But anyway... he's met this woman,
cool.
And he's now asking me advice about her.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And
listen here, Dr.
Thing.
Quinn. You need to elaborate a little bit. Just elaborate
a
little bit. Because, you know, anybody
high.
Listening or whatever is not going to know exactly
what
you're talking about. come on. Just admit that you are a cougar. Come on.
I think I've ever... that I'm a cougar, dude.
Okay. Come on.
So, yes, elaborate so that everybody who has no clue what the fuck's going on, like me,
can use it
against you a week from now. Come on.
We're not
going
to hold anything against you. We find it very intriguing.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, so I've got this 28-year-old friend with benefits.
Wow. I'm already, like, erect. Okay, go keep going.
And he has just met a new woman that I'm not sure if he wants to pursue a relationship with her or not, but he's asking me for advice. And we've been texting here for the last hour about this. And...
oh.
Actually,
wow. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. because I find this extremely entertaining and very erotic and intriguing.
About it, I'm not
he's asking you for advice.
Well, okay,
let's just be explicit here, Michelle. Is he your fuck buddy?
What kind of advice?
Yeah, is he?
Huh?
Is he your fuck buddy?
Right, he is.
Okay.
But,
wow. Okay,
so
that clears
kind of
something
advice?
Up. Okay.
And here's I have absolutely no designs on this guy at all.
No designs? What do you mean by designs?
Yeah.
Want to ever have a relationship with him ever in my life?
Right. But just
so,
good. Just a good fun, like sort of no strings attached kind of fuck, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
all right. So, now he's asking me.
Yeah,
about
what kind
this...
of advice? I mean, tongue techniques or what? I don't understand the advice. What kind of advice?
No. Here's the thing. This girl to me sounds like trouble.
Okay.
She does. And so I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying
no,
to
I don't
nice
know.
About...
Please elaborate.
Yeah, trouble because you'll stop getting the dick. I got it.
Well, no. That I've already explained to him that I selfishly, there, part of my, you know, thinking here might be selfish reasons. I get that.
Oh wow!
But
you were honest. That's good.
Yeah. Here's the thing: when somebody, at least to my mind, when somebody tells you that. Not to get involved, you know, oh, baby, don't get involved with me. That's kind of my first clue that they're probably telling the truth.
Wow. Okay.
So she's already told him this, oh, baby, don't fall for me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, she's probably telling you the truth there. I also, and I've also said this, and I know that this is probably, you know, very anti-woman. I don't trust single mothers.
You don't trust single mothers? Why? That's great. Why?
You guys are, and it sounds shitty, and it's horrible.
No, I'm not trying to make fun of anything. I find it.
Without
why?
Knowing
I mean,
the,
why don't you?
I don't, let me finish. I don't know what her circumstance is.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just kind of getting a bad feeling about her all around based on what he's told me.
Uh-huh.
And so kind of.
I want to know, why don't
I know,
you trust single mothers?
It sounded a lot easier than I meant it. And it's maybe. Oh, my God, I really talked myself into a corner here.
trust single mothers. I don't understand.
Yeah, just, you know, just paint yourself out of that corner, you know. Just use, like, a used dildo or something just to paint yourself out.
Unguard,
yeah. No, seriously, this is very intriguing. This is, yeah, this is the kind of stuff
it
I like to talk about. This is great.
Especially... And maybe this is also my prejudice against younger women with young children. And see, this sounds, it keeps sounding worse every time I open my mouth here.
your prejudice against younger women with young children. You don't trust single mothers.
I have a feeling that this, I don't know, I've probably said too much.
No, and no, you haven't. This is beautiful.
Alienated
this is the kind of, like, explicit stuff
a big giant
I perish. This
why
is
don't
great.
You, why don't you trust single mothers? Do you think they're just trying to look for a guy to be a father or what? I don't understand.
I seem to think that this one is.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Have you seen pictures of her? Are you friends with her on Facebook?
I'm not. And I'm not about stalking her on Facebook or nothing like that. It's not that serious.
Well, then how much
but
do you really know about her? I mean, just through your correspondence with the 28-year-old guy?
Based on what he is telling me, I don't like the way it sounds.
Uh-huh.
I fully admit this is probably my this may be my own bias.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're
huh?
engaged in the brown chicken, brown cow with this this younger fella, yeah, I mean, I could see how you would feel some sort of like jealousy or bias or whatever, but
and it's not even jealousy because again, it's like I want to be with him. Maybe it is a feeling of overprotectiveness.
Okay. I can see that.
Do you trust his judgment, though? I mean, you know, he sees something in her, obviously.
Oh, I do not. You know, as I've gotten to know him over, like, say, the past 3 months, and this has been going on now for about 2 years, but we've really kind of started talking over the past 3 months or so. And I like him as a human, and not just
as a human. Ouch! Wow, that feels sort of remote. I like him as a human. I mean, that just feels wow.
Yeah,
that's kind of hurtful. Just the way you even like categorize him there,
guys. Brian, because you know the situation.
Maybe you can plaster caster his cock or something. Get a mold of it.
Well. That's kind of how the relationship was.
Okay.
There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, talking, getting to know each other. It was we liked each other's parts.
Oh, did you guys ever spoon?
No.
There was never any like post-coital spoonage?
No.
No. Oh my God.
Wow.
You ruthless bitch.
Yes.
No post-coital spoonage?
It has been hit it and quit it.
Hit it and quit it, huh? You are hardcore. Holy crap. Dr. Quinn, I swear, wow. I've learned a lot more about you than I ever knew before.
Oh, shut up. I told you all about shit. Don't even play.
So anyhow, keep going. This is a great story. I'm loving it.
I am horrified, and, you know, I should probably put my resignation in now.
Resignation for what?
Cared entirely too much, and this is after a half bottle, a half bottle of wine.
This is only half a bottle of wine for you? And you're this explicit? Oh, my God, I can't wait to hang out with you again sometime live, Dr. Quinn, and, give you like a full bottle of wine. See how explicit
Jesus.
You are. This is great. No, this is beautiful. No. Don't feel self-conscious. Don't feel bad or anything. This is beautiful. This is, you know what? I think the Friday night show is a good time slot.
I will hope
if you're that overprotective of him, you obviously care about him a little more than you're trying to tell us, you know, just hit it and quit it.
Well, but it's not like I want to be in a relationship with him.
Okay.
Because I don't.
All right.
I can tell you with all sincerity, I don't.
Okay.
But I just, I don't know. I don't like the sounds of this girl.
Okay. So you don't like the sound of this girl. And you've never seen any pictures of her, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh,
yes, I have.
Is she hot?
Me a this evening. Yeah.
And do you have any, I have to ask, do you have any bisexual tendencies?
We've had No, I am not going to have a threesome with the two of them, no.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh,
okay.
That would be
weird. That might be fun for you. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know what you'll do after a bottle of wine.
And here's the thing, Dr. Quinn, is if, you know, you agree to a threesome with another woman, with him,
right,
then he will have to capitulate and agree to eventually maybe having a threesome with you and another guy, you know?
Like,
oh, here's the trade-off, you know? Right?
Sure. I don't know.
You know, it sounds so sure.
Rotisserie.
Off the rails. I'm... This is a shit show, and
but you know what, Quinn, you never know. You know when I first got together with my current girlfriend, which has lasted, you know, we're going to be 2 years here pretty soon, I think. But you know, everybody was against it, so you never know. You never know,
right?
And
you know, they work
out. I think about Alethea. And I
think about Lethea. Watch out.
I'm just thinking about her.
Right.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
God, I. Well, okay, let me ask you. What were they against, Kaczynski? Why were people not thrilled about you and Alethea?
Well, one, she has a kid, and I hate kids, you know. I mean, that was the first thing. They were like, all right.
Fuck
they're
you.
Like, this guy doesn't like
I got two of them.
Two. Oh.
I do fine with them as long as they're not my own. You know, I mean, that's, you know.
Right. I would agree with that as well.
So her,
but anyway.
Her having a kid, and also, you know, her being on the other side of the country. I was in California. She was in New York State, the sticks, as I call it. So they were against that. Brian was actually a big supporter, though. So, you know, Brian was all for it. But you know, never against a lot of things. You know, it's probably the person who supported it the least was my wife. I mean, you know, she was good.
Well, yeah, I didn't even know you were married.
Not anymore. I mean, that's
no,
flesh,
no.
You know?
I didn't know you were married at any point in time. I had no idea.
I know it's fucking crazy, isn't it? But yeah. At one point in time, I was a married guy.
Okay, you were married. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, but those were the things that were.
Yeah.
Issues.
One on the other side of the
country.
Two, I wasn't divorced, and three, the kid factor. That was it.
Sorry,
was the big,
I got stop speakerphone for a second. I did not hear you.
Oh, all right. The big three things that people were
over. Sorry.
The big three was, I wasn't divorced. She had a kid.
Okay.
And she was on the other side of the country. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all worked out. So you never know. You know, it may work out. You know, it's
absolutely. And I encourage him. If this woman is the person, I of course want him to be with her. I just have a weird thing. I'm just saying.
Right.
And again, I understand that I am talking from bias here. I get it.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe you could work out a deal where you could get a rub down or something every month or so.
A rub down. Or a new
massage.
We've
already had the discussion that we could. He and I can still talk, but. We're not going to be friends with benefits, so we're eliminating the benefits.
You know what,
equation.
Dr. Quinn? Screw that.
Huh?
If you're going to lose your benefits,
yeah,
fuck
yeah, you got to keep
fuck,
your benefits.
Fuck that, Dr. Quinn. you have got to jump all over that and say, and be subtle about it.
Women,
if I'm not going to get anything out of this anymore, it's over. I'm done.
women are the best to give you advice about other women. Women are definitely the best. So, but he's right in asking you, but it's got to be awkward.
Yeah,
it's a little bit, because, again, trying to be supportive.
Right.
I just kind of don't think this is the one.
But what is set up, flags?
Please don't encourage anybody to listen to this. Olivia's like, oh, my God, it's still on. And she's probably like, oh, my God, I hate that bitch now.
Who is she?
I am sure.
Do you know her name? Say it. Do it.
Oh, the new girl?
Yeah.
Or who are we talking about? The new
girl.
Say your name.
I'll get shanked.
Sam.
I'll get shanked tonight and be their bloody mess. But
wait, say that again.
No. Kaczynski, you're not going to get shanked. I'm not going to get shanked, but Dr. Quinn's going to get shanked.
Thanks? What?
I'm confused now.
All right. So anyhow. Oh, Lord, this has been so funny and entertaining. I love it.
This whole fantastic. I've made a complete ass of myself on the internet.
No, you have not. This is the way it's supposed to go, Dr. Quinn.
Well, okay, Erin Reardon's like, oh, my God. She's talking to Elite or... Oh, never mind. I
oh, my God.
Aaron's
looks like we got another caller. Holy crap.
Oh,
we got a caller. Let's bring
God.
On... Maybe...
Somebody else is a loser on Friday night.
I am
maybe
so
it's this
fucking...
woman or, you know, the 28-year-old guy, you know, that you... you like to, you know, have special relations with. All right, we got another caller here. I just noticed here we're going to bring him on here. Him or she, I don't know. you know what? I'm just going to call him Special Caller. Hello, Special Caller. Special Caller, you're on.
Hi, this is Gary.
Hello, Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up, Gary? You have anything special you would like to share with us?
This is Gary. I'm a single mother.
You're a single mother, huh?
Yes,
right.
I'm a single mother. And I was married to Michael Gosuchinski at one time.
Yeah, but we don't.
I have spooned with Michelle Quinn on numerous occasions. I love basking in the afterglow of a fuck session with Michelle Quinn. And I just wanted to call in because I know that she is she's talking about me. She has mentioned my name. But I know where this is leading. I know that there's a big age difference of 20 years. I'm only 28.
Right.
And but I am willing to be your friend with benefits. Michael and I, our divorce is final. I'm here with his child now. And I am willing, Michelle Quinn, to be your friend with benefits. I know how much you enjoy, well, let's just say... Oh, I know what you enjoy, Michelle. Remember the Teddy Pendergrass records? I want to rub hot oils all over you.
Hot oil.
Do you read her poetry during the action? Some Rumi
no.
or something?
No, man, fuck poetry.
I like you better already.
And this, you know, we really need to get together, Michelle, and talk about this. I mean, the new girl, she's really, really hot, but I don't know if it's going to work out with us. She's very, I don't know how to say it, toothy.
Is she on birth control?
She is not on birth control, actually, but she
I
has
she
a...
Swallows.
Oh, no, but she has this very large, brownish strap-on that she's been asked how to whisper.
brownish? What was it originally? Flesh tone, and now it's brownish.
No, it's actually, it's like, what is it? The
back with the suction cup. See, that's how I know you're lying.
No, 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 no. I'm not lying, baby. You know I'm not. She, it was the 1977 Long Dong Silver strap-on penis. Hello?
Oh.
Yes.
Well, if you strap a strap onto your head, you can have dinner and a show all in one shot.
Well, severely titty-fucked me with the strap-on.
Jesus.
Did you shave first? I mean,
oh, God.
Well.
What have I done?
Well, baby, you know, I would never call in tonight if you wouldn't have mentioned me. And the mystery's over, baby. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to reinstate our benefits. Michelle, baby, are you there?
What do you think, Michelle?
Hi,
Dr. Flynn.
Hmm?
Are you still going to have, you know, special special relationship with this guy?
Okay, if we're going to have
your benefits, dude, but your taxes will go up.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hello, are you there?
I'm here. I said if we're going to have any sort of benefits, you're going to have to stop that moaning. That was
what do you have against moaning? You don't like guys?
No,
you don't
moaning.
Like moaners?
You also don't like the fact that I'm a single mother. You are a very, very, very particular woman.
It's just a quick pump and dump, no moaning?
What? Carry on amongst yourselves. I'm
no,
Michelle,
no. This is all about
away.
You, Michelle. Come on.
Don't go away, yeah. Michelle. Please don't go away.
This is definitely fella you've been talking about. come on, Michelle. Don't back off here. Come on.
I'm listening.
You're listening, but this is.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
You're there? Okay, should we go to a quick break? Do you need a pee-pee break?
Probably, as if we could have a break.
Okay, we'll do a little magic dragon,
Michelle.
And I hope your special boyfriend or guy with benefits who you fear will not give you benefits will still be on after we do a little puff the magic dragon and we let Dr. Quinn here, Dr. Michelle Quinn, take a pee-pee break.
In a land called Hanalei, little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Pop and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Pop the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sails. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes flags when Pop roared out his name. Oh, Pop the magic dragon lived by the sea and cried. autumn mist in a land called Anali. Up the magic dragon lived by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Anali. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant wings make way for other toys. One great idea happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff the mighty dragon, he seeked his fearless roar. His head was lifted in sorrow, for his scales fell like rain. No longer went to play, but on the cherry lane.
Wearing a one-piece swimsuit myself, you know, the old-fashioned kind, you know, from like, you know, the 20s. you like that?
I'm wearing Speedos and a Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
Oh, shit.
But the shirt's kind of old, so my belly kind of hangs out.
So, Michelle, Michael, we should ask your special Michael. Boyfriend here. Or, I'm sorry, not your boyfriend, but...
No,
yeah, your special, cougar...
It's a friend.
Affiliate. Affiliate, yeah.
Please refer to me as the Cockmaster.
The Cockmaster, okay, yeah. So, we should give him the
Andy
to the as the Cockmaster. Ever.
So, we should... interview your special cock master here.
Who you have at it.
Yeah, no. The standard, you know, questionnaire we give everyone who's a guest on our show is, shall we do it? Yeah, yes, we shall. So, Cockmaster, question number one, do you make eye contact when you make love?
Well, it's a very complex answer to your question, sir. Michelle is often wearing a leather mask.
Really?
In the bedroom, and
does it have studs on it?
No, what it has is these strange zippers on it, and what we do is we actually take Vaseline and we douse her head with it, and then put her inside the leather mask. So I'm not sure if her eyes are open, but I know I'm certainly staring at her.
Okay. All right. A fantastic answer. So do you think it's ethical to like your own posts on Facebook? You know, I mean, do you do it? If not, do you know someone who does? Or, you know, are you even on Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook. I'm on, I do Yahoo chat rooms.
Even better, okay.
I don't do the Facebook. I tried MySpace for a short period of time,
right?
Roughly 5 or 10 years ago. But I like the Yahoo interactiveness of the Yahoo chat room. It's like I always know who I'm speaking to.
Right, and, you know, I have found that people who tend to, I don't know, hang out in the Yahoo chat rooms a lot. They tend to what's the guy's name? You know, Chris whatever, Chris something. You know, where they like try to like
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
Yes, Chris Hansen.
I've met him on 3 occasions.
you've encountered Chris Hansen, huh?
I have. She.
How was that experience?
Well,
you didn't get arrested, or you didn't get put on the show, or
the young man told me that he would be right back and that there were cookies on the table and to help myself. The young boy went to the back room and this tall man came out with cameras and several questions and photocopies of all of our chat instances, and I kindly excused myself from the home, and I was tackled in the front yard by county police.
Sure, try some lemonade. I'll be right back. I just have to change.
So after your experience with Chris Hansen, have you gone back to Yahoo chat rooms, or?
I do, yes. Actually, I'm kind of pissed off because what I really miss are the 500, the AOL America Online disc that used to come in the mail.
Right.
I really miss the 500 hours and things like that. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
As a member of AOL, and that's actually where I met Michelle Quinn, was in AOL chat rooms.
Oh, what were you, like 10 years old back then?
No, actually, I was, 9 and a half. And
ooh.
What happened to me was I met Michelle. She was 15 at the time.
Did she have crabs?
Did she have crabs? I'm not sure.
Ask if I had crabs.
Michelle, baby, don't get angry with him. Michael Jasinski, how deep is your belly button hole?
If only you do. You can do shots out of that motherfucker. We let it down with the KY, man. It's just...
I would like to eat Fruit Loops out of it.
Fruit Loops, huh? Mm. What about Apple Jacks?
Oh, yes, Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops, that's a good mixture, yeah.
I really want things to work out with Michelle. Are your questions over with? I'm so sorry.
No, no, that's fine. I was just trying to, dig a little deeper here with...
I want things to work out with Michelle and I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I was
she
trying to dig
like
a little deeper.
She sounds like she still likes me.
Trying to see what was going on. I mean, get
those
perspectives.
I got to know, what is your and her favorite position?
No. I like to be a reverse cowgirl on top of her.
That's what you like. Well, what does she like, do you think?
I think she enjoys. Now, Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, but just from our romantic evenings together, she really enjoys sex in the car.
Oh, that you are actually kind of correct about.
Not
wow, really?
Correct, baby, I was there and I know what you like.
You got it.
You
wow.
Got it.
I'm getting all hot and bothered here now. Sex in the car.
Yeah.
Wow. Dr. Quinn, I had no idea.
Hit it and quit it. She likes the sex in the car.
Yes.
Don't invite them in for nothing. No drink, no nothing.
No.
This is as far as we go.
Wow. Oh, Jesus. All right, well, you know what? At this point, I think I need a break.
Are you going to dither, Brian?
Dither? I don't dither. Oh, man. I'm about to twinkie in my pants, so all this
Michelle,
talk.
Michelle, I would just like to put this out there before I go tonight.
Okay.
Please just contact me. You can find me in the same... You know where I'm at on Yahoo Messenger. You know where I'm at in the chat rooms. Please just call me, and let's try to work things out over Burger King tomorrow.
Okay, okay.
I'm buying, baby.
Woo!
And just look for Chris Hansen. And
Good night.
That's great.
Good night, baby.
Wow. I think, you know what, Dr. Quinn? I think your boyfriend's gone.
Great.
I don't think I've laughed this hard in years. That's just
you mean
wow.
Last
I need
week?
A break here because I'm going to piss my pants. we are getting close to the end of our show here. Honestly, yeah.
Tragic.
So, wow, I can't even contain myself. So anyhow, we're going to just take a quick break here and...
Yep.
Yeah. You creepy bastards. We're going to take a quick break here and come right back. All right, everybody?
All right.
Here we go. Back in baby's arms.
We never did before.
Yeah. Back in baby's arms? Yeah.
You're done dithering?
I'm done dithering, but, you know, wow, after that whole exchange there, somebody's in somebody's baby's arms. You know what? We've actually got another caller here. I'm going to bring this caller on and see what they have to say. Maybe they want to read some poetry, or maybe they just think we're all completely insane, whatnot. So, caller, you are on. Hello, caller. Hello.
Brian W. Fougier.
That's me.
Papa Smurf here. I've been missing you since that first day in Albuquerque. Where have you been? I need you. Right now.
It sounds like you're up. You're touching yourself.
Yeah, what's
very
what's
vigorous. No, that's beyond dithering. Dithering is much more like calm and quiet. This sounds like some major shit.
The village needs your expertise in all excrement matters.
Excrement. Excrement, good.
There you go. Yeah, whack it. Whack it, wax it, wax on, wax off, a little more. Come on, keep going. It's good, it's okay.
Yeah, somebody's okay. Dithering.
Yeah, no, this is not dithering. This is like major masturbation. And, you know, it's getting me kind of like tingly. So, yeah, keep going.
I heard. I saw one posted tonight.
Oh, Mr. Fougier.
I saw on posted
the diaper
calling
of
it twisting the pink pearl.
No, let's let this person do their poetry here, do their art. I'm getting it and I'm feeling it.
It's the W dot diaper of the internet.
I like that. That's hot. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Keep going. I'm getting hot too.
Oh
yeah, I'm sticking my pinky right up my asshole right now. Keep going, come on.
that first night, those late nights in Albuquerque. What have you done to me? What have you left in me? By the time we get to Cleveland, will you help name our child?
Oh, God. Am I the father, really? I hope so.
Well, let's see now. Yeah. It's only half Smurf, and you're the only other... Let's see. You were the only other non-beard there, so it has to be yours.
Oh, my God, I'm the father. Jesus Christ, all right. Stroke it. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it going, yeah.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
Keep going. There you go.
The morning after.
The morning after, yeah. We don't need the morning after pill. Not, no. If we're going to have a kid, no morning after pill. Yeah, okay. Oh, damn. You still there? Oh, well, I lost him.
You got to be carried away there.
Apparently this fella who liked me in Albuquerque or felt something strongly about me in Albuquerque, you know, was, you know, getting his jollies just recently here, and he just dropped off.
He's
my
not
gosh,
the only one. I think I'm stuck to my desk now.
Yeah, you should be. God damn, that was pretty fucking hot, especially when you heard the like, you know, Apparently he was, whacking it hard. I seriously had no fucking idea who the hell it was.
Yoga
it was
pants.
Goddamn funny. all right, man. Wow. What a show.
We should let Quinn. Quinn should talk more often.
She should
come out and spill her feelings more often. We get the best callers when you talk, Quinn.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn, that was like fantastic and just...
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it really was. No. You have no idea how fucking funny it is.
Did women everywhere and... Yeah, you don't need me to talk.
Yeah, we do. That's why you're a co-host on here. We want you to talk. That was fun as hell, Dr. Quinn. Wow.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. And that's why you're, a co-host here on this retarded show.
you and your yoga pants and half a bottle of wine.
Half a bottle of wine. Bullshit. It was more than that. Fess up. Come on now. Half a bottle of wine? Jesus Christ. That wouldn't even, oh, God. That wouldn't even, get me even, semi-buzzed. Come on. Half a bottle of wine? Really?
Give me a few more minutes here. Down.
Oh, jeez.
Take the shame away of...
No shame.
Shame? What shame? There's no shame.
No shame. There's no shame on this show, damn it. Come on. You know that. No shame on this show. Especially between me and all my co-hosts. I mean, we're all on the same page here. We are all, a little offbeat and full of shit, and that's what's so beautiful. And this has actually been a really good show. And, what sucks is coming up here in a couple of weeks, that the actual show in Cleveland, I'm going to be on the road and I'm going to be up there in Cleveland and we won't be able to do a live show, or maybe we can or can't. I don't know. Maybe we could do a quick improv show at some point, which might be fun and good. If you guys are up for it, if we're all on the same page, that would be great.
Well, when it comes to you, Quinn, I'm always up for it.
What about you, Dr. Quinn?
What? What, Cleveland? Or what?
No,
are we,
no.
What
I
are
mean,
talking?
You don't have to be there in Cleveland. But I mean, if we do a quick improvised show at some point during the Cleveland weekend, which is coming up in just 2 weeks, which, was the main subject here.
I'm hoping my finances are kind of looking good. I might be able to make it out there.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh, if you're there.
Oh,
oh my
Jesus.
Gosh. Wow. Off the charts craziness.
Yeah.
I hope you are, and I hope you can, and you should...
It'll be the Jerry Springer show in person.
Oh, thank you for that.
No, it'll be beyond Jerry Springer. It'll be, I can guarantee you
Steve
that.
Wilkos? It'll be a Steve Wilkos show?
Fuck Steve Wilkos. He's a fucking, little leech bullshitter. Man.
Him and Montel should get a room together.
Montel Williams is such a poser, too.
Oh, yeah.
Lord. So is Arsenio Hall. Anyhow.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what, guys. This actually has been a fun, really good show. And I appreciate you guys hanging on and just having fun and just shooting the shit. And, we just kind of threw this together last second. And, it turned out really good, really good. And it was nice hearing from Steve and everything. And
like I said earlier, man, that's awesome that he's so passionate about what he's doing. And he's
it is.
So, in Ohio, of all places,
Ohio,
like you said, Well, like you said, Ohio, you know, you have a lot of pride, you know. It's...
Exactly. Ohio is trying to show up California and the whole Bay Area. There we go.
Alethea and I started this new zine, this online zine, regardless of authority. And one of the things I've been catching good feedback from is, you know, it's in New York State, but it's not New York City.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like you said, you know, it's not California. It's not, you know, so it's good to see the middle of the country doing something here.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we have a great show going on here, and we're part of a great network, you know, the whole Literary Underground and all that. And, wow, you know, next Friday, I hope to do all this with you guys again. And then the following week, I'll be on my way to Cleveland, Ohio, and hopefully we can all do, like, a quick, like, fun improv, you know, last second show together and just throw it together, and like I could broadcast live from
I want to hear more about Queen's
Cleveland
life.
Event. Yeah, it's going to be. Queen
lives the interesting life.
It's going to be
I
big.
I want to hear more about it.
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be fun.
I would beg to differ with that. It's not quite that interesting.
Oh, Michelle, I love hearing. Oh, it was so great hearing from you tonight and your dilemmas. You know.
Yes, it was. Dr. Quinn, it was.
It made my night.
God. It made the show for me, Dr. Quinn.
Jesus.
No, it was great. It was hilarious. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, and you know what, Quinn? I hope to God you can make it to Cleveland in about a week.
I need a vacation, yes. I would love to.
Come out. Poetry, grenades, galore. Come out and have fun. We will have fun, and we will get fucked up, and not that. You know, fuck poetry. All right, we're about to end here. I got to, like, sign off. It's been a great show, and I guess this is good night, everybody. All right, we're about to sign off here.
I'm bye.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Here we go.